Welcome to the Mark Howard Broadcast on TalkZone.com. The Mark Howard Broadcast is a Christian-based, conservative-minded political talk show, one that hopes to bring people of all political ideologies together. It is the mission of this show to find unity in all voices, without doing so at the expense of the truth. This is the Mark Howard Broadcast on TalkZone.com.
Welcome to the Mark Howard Broadcast. As you know, I am Mark Howard, and today I am extremely excited, and I think we're also very blessed for my special guest who I have. And you know, normally on the Mark Howard Broadcast, I try to give a little bit of information as to what the show is going to be about, and for the last couple of weeks, we've been varying and trying to find out what happened to America that we've become so angry with each other, mean, and a whole slew of things that was not the way this country was. As we become so, the acrimony and the division and the divide, and I've always said, the Mark Howard Broadcast knows that there's a very, very deep divide, schism in this nation. And in no shape, form, or manner will we contribute to that division or divide. But we will not, for the sake of so-called unity, in any way further falsities over fact. Because I believe that is one of the main problems that this country has gotten to where it is today. Politicians promising, people promising. Now everyone, somehow, not everyone, but generally, we all have a tendency to say things that we're not going to follow up on. But in light of all that today, I think we have a different type of solution, if I may. We have my special guest today is Tony Myers. Now, if you have not heard of that name, by the time this program is over, you're going to want to know this man, find this man, anything you can to get to know this person. And I think that it's one of the things that my guest, Tony Myers, can help with. Because, as I said, some of the things that has been said to us over years and years and years about the church itself has now come into question concerning so many things. But one of the main areas is, I would tend to think, is healing. And also speaking in tongues and the like. But my guest, Tony Myers, has an extraordinary, and I know we hear that word a lot, but this is an extraordinary story for real concerning himself, his walk with the Lord, and a host of other things. Number one, Tony Myers was healed, cured of Lou Gehrig's disease. As far as I understood it, it's not one of those curable diseases. Tony Myers had a host of other health issues, PTSD, physical ailments. He was all kinds of ways, let's say, trapped in a body of ill health. Now, Tony Myers was miraculously healed by God. Now, many will say, well, you know, that's not unusual. We who are believers know that in the body of Christ, God does healing. Yes, we all know that. And sometimes the church agrees with it, and sometimes the church doesn't, depending on what denominational church you're in. But Tony Myers was healed as an atheist. That's right. An atheist. He did not believe in God. He did not believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. No. He lived pretty much a cardinal, as we call it, worldly life. Yes, he says, and he's written several books, and I read them all, and the story is simply incredible. And it sheds a whole new light on God, healing, mercy, sin, grace, the whole thing. But enough. Let me introduce to you the man who went through this, the man who God took through this, that he can say, how did this happen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct honor and pleasure and gratitude to God to introduce you to my first guest ever on the Mark Howard Broadcast, Tony Myers. Tony, welcome.
Thank you, Mark. How are you?
Very, very well, Tony. Now I'm very well to have you on the Mark Howard broadcast. You and I have spoken quite a bit in the past up to this moment. And as a matter of fact, I came across you by coming across your books. I also had some physical ailments that the doctor said, well, it's an age-related condition. Most men get this cervical disc degeneration. And they gave me the codeine and all this kind of stuff that was addictive, the oxycodone, whatever that stuff is called. And I was afraid of that because I know my personality. I didn't want to do it. So I was surfing on my Kindle and I came across Tony Myers in the first book that he got, Unlocking the Mystery of Divine Healing. And I read that and I read all the others too. Tony, and one of the questions I wanted to ask you at the very outset, can you please share with us your walk without the Lord, with the Lord, and your healing through the Lord, please?
Well, my walk without the Lord was the best terminology that you could use was just a flat out heathen. I hated to hear the name Jesus Christ. Somebody would walk up to me and say the name Jesus, I would jump on him.
Wow.
I was a very violent person. I did spend 8 years in the military, but yet everything about me, I was angry at everyone, angry at the world, and I was full of what I can recognize as fear now, but it came out as pure anger and hating everybody. And so I lived the first really 43 years of my life just down an outright rebel. I'd been to jail and all of that good stuff. Now, my military career, I was an excellent worker. But I spent more time confined to my quarters than just about anyone else. So that was me before Christ. And I totally hated everyone, everything. I was into, you know, to put it the secular way, drugs, sex, rock and roll, and everything else.
Wow.
Highly addictive personality. When I was in the military, I was sent to their rehab center for drugs and alcohol. Not once. Now, mind you, you're supposed to get kicked out. Back in the 80s when I served, if you went to the drug and alcohol rehabilitation program, they were kicking you out. Yet they did not kick me out because I was that good. Not only did I go once, I went twice. Did do any good? No. As soon as I got out, I was back doing my thing, and which I told them in no uncertain terms, as soon as y'all let me loose, I'm going to do what I want anyhow.
Wow. That's quite a story. That's wow. Now, well, let me ask you then, while you were in this rebellious state, Tony, I gather in this state, was your health well? Was it declining, or what was happening with you physically?
At that time, I was unstoppable physically up until around 2006. I really did not have any major problems. I did have when I got out of the military, you know, my back hurt, and that suddenly got super worse. But overall, I was a welder when I got out of the military, and I could drag 500 pounds of steel. I was a welder, and so I was in overall good health until 2006. And whenever I'd go out and I'd get cut by a knife, I would just stitch myself up.
Wow, you are a real soldier. real soldier. Now, in 2006, your health began to deteriorate. And since you wasn't, let's say, a Christian or a believer at the time, I gather you did not run to the church and ask them to have hands laid on you or, go to the elders and the pastor. What was your recourse? Yeah, right. What was your recourse? What did you do when you started getting these reports from doctors? Well, this is going wrong and this is happening. What did you do?
Oh, I was stubborn. I was going to work it out myself. Nothing had ever gotten me down before. I was going to barrel through it like a bull.
Wow. And you know what? And listen to what you're saying. Excuse me. You were saying primarily, like most of us say, even those of us who are Christians, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to, barrel my way through this. I'm going to pull myself up and buy my and all that, relying on self, flesh. And those of us who are believers, with the terminology we use, our own language, which is not tongues, the other language where we just say, you're a flesh, you're carnal. Not that you knew what those terms meant at the time, but you was determined that Tony Myers was going to fix Tony Myers.
Exactly.
Wow. So now let me ask you now, how did the revelation of God come into your situation? Your health is deteriorating. You have a very independent, rebellious personality. You're the type that I'll help myself. I can fix it myself. I'll do it myself. If I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. Were you humbled? Do you think you were humbled by God? Were you humbled by the illness, or were you not humbled at all? And just a certain series of events happened that you realized something more had to happen in your life other than Tony Myers?
Well, it all did really start around 2006. And the answer would be a woman came into my life, and she is now my wife.
Amen.
Since 2011. But she lived in Virginia. We communicate online. I knew she was a Christian. I would never have anything to do with a Christian woman before. Like I said, if somebody mentioned the name Jesus to me, I was up in arms. Hmm. So that she was one thing that started to smooth me down just a little bit. And I was also going to college online at the time.
So, I'm sorry to interrupt. So, that's an interesting revelation. You were unevenly yoked with your girlfriend, who was a believer, and you were not, and you're also an atheist. Yet you still received healing from all of these illnesses, sickness. Look at you still. Wow, you listening to you. You're a major, major testimony to God's mercy, grace, goodness, and love, Tony. Because we've heard so many times, at least I have, and I've been in the church since 1995, a born-again, spirit-filled believer, and I'm not using the term. Talking with you, I realized I am and didn't even know it before. You was healed, unevenly yoked. God showed mercy on you. Did you do anything? It appears that God sent you this woman, a godly woman, to point you in the right direction. Did she beat you up? But you got to be saved. You got to repent. How did that happen, Tony?
No, and it was a good thing she didn't. Whenever she would talk about it, and see, we were states apart up until 2008. In 2008 is when we decided I would move. I quit my job. I moved down here to Virginia. And that's when everything got worse all of a sudden. But before then, whenever she would bring up God or Jesus, I would just tell her, I was a heathen. So I wasn't going to tell her being a Christian, that I was an atheist out and out. So what I told her was, me and God got problems. Don't talk about them.
Oh, wow. Well, do you think the love that you had for your future wife might have been instrumental in allowing God to come into your heart and to deliver him to you so you could be healed. Do you think that might be a possibility?
Oh, I think definitely so. In 2009, I actually went to a church for the first time. From 2009 until my healing, there were about 9 to 12 times. It's in my testimonial book, but there was about 9 to 12 times that I did go to church. Now, the last 2 years from 2010 on, there wasn't any of that because I was completely paralyzed and there was no way for my wife to transport me.
Wow.
So, but at the same time, I did go to church those times, but I really didn't get nothing out of it, consciously at least, because one, I was in so much pain. You can't, you know, you're not really absorbing when you're in as much pain as what I was.
Sure, sure. How did you feel, Tony, being in a church setting, hearing all these people praise the Lord and hallelujah and all this wonderful stuff? And here you are sitting there in pain, suffering, probably in quite a bit of depression over your health condition. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how did you feel when you see everybody clapping and singing and joyful and you're saying, what did you say to yourself about this God that everyone's worshiping, and you're saying, what are you saying?
At that point, I was just like, okay, these people are nuts. And the first time we went, I told my wife straight up, I said, I didn't even have any nice clothes. I just had holy jeans. There was something holy about me, and that was my jeans. roughed up t-shirts, leather jacket. And I told my wife now, I told her, I said, if one person looks at me cross-eyed, now, mind you, by this time, I was already using a walker. And I told her that I would hit him, even though I couldn't let go of the walker, but I meant it. One way or another, I was going to hit him and walk out and never return.
Wow.
Nobody looked at me cross-eyed. This church, actually, the first person I saw had a bandana on. He was a musician.
Wow.
And so that did kind of help that.
Wow. You just said your testimony is in your book. Now, one of the books that you wrote, I read, The Lord Jesus Healed Me, The Journey of an Atheist to Truth. The book is amazing. I mean, you go into detail, all the tests, the disappointment, everything they was trying to do, and nothing was working. And it was like you were saying, I'm, you know, giving up at times, saying, well, I might as well just die. I mean, once again, that's the Lord Jesus Healed Me, The Journey of an Atheist to Truth. And I was to recommend everybody getting that book. Now, in reading this book and listening to you, it's like, this is miraculous. Because when you read the book, you can hear your depression, your doubt, your fear, your anger. You're just saying, this whole thing, what's going on here? Yet, I'm reading it, The Journey of an Atheist to Truth, The Lord Jesus Healed Me. Now, how did it start that the Lord Jesus touched your heart and then touched your body, or if it was the other way around, that you began to recognize healing? And doctor saying, this is a miracle. This is a miracle. How did that occur, Tony?
Well, I would say slowly. Now, there was a time, and I'm going to tell you straight up, my dates are terrible, but in the book, the time periods are really close. But for me to remember offhand, but it was around December 2010. Now, my wife was in the bedroom, and I was in a wheelchair. I stayed in the living room. And already I couldn't really move nothing. So it was late at night one time, and all I could do was go to the threshold of, it was in the hallway to the bedroom, and I heard some preacher on there. I have no clue to this day who it was, say something that touched me. And my response, and it was emotional, and my response was, well, whatever you got to do, do Jesus, just do it.
Wow.
And
he heard you.
So the way I describe it is this. To the best I could at that time, I did accept Christ. Do I really count it? Was I truly born again? I don't know. I count my time of being truly born again was July 4, 2012, the day I was healed. So that's kind of, because I was still thinking like an atheist, hadn't read scriptures, still knew next to nothing about the Bible. See, my wife would not bring up Jesus or the Bible to me because she was terrified she would say something wrong and I would go back to being an atheist.
Wow.
So she was on pins and needles.
And it appears that's one date you do remember, July 12th, 2012, healed.
July 4th, 2012.
Independence, that even makes it stronger. Independence, July 4th. I was writing that down. Should have been listening. July 4th, you were healed. And it's still, now you heal now in spite, or the beginnings of healing, in spite of your doubt as to whether you're saved or, you know, surely saved. You're saying, okay, when I got healed, I knew for in fact that I was healed on July 4th, 2012, and that I was saved at that point.
Yes.
Prior to that.
At 1:45 p.m.
Gosh, you got the time too. That tells me that one thing. Like, you know how the Bible reads, I'm sure now, and it goes on this day and such a thing. This will happen. It's almost like he's telling you, remember this day. Now you're healed. Did you get a hunger for God? Did the Holy Spirit come immediately? How did you, because I've read your books, not only The Lord Jesus Healed Me, Unlocking the Mystery of Divine Healing. And Tony, if you didn't know that this man, his background, an atheist, a non-believer, living a carnal life, and you read his books, you would say, what seminary did he go to? I mean, really, his knowledge and depth of scripture for a person that did not read the Bible is absolutely phenomenal. And the only way that it can be done is by the Holy Spirit or God, which is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And I read a book by a George Washington Carver called The Man Who Talked with Flowers. And they questioned him because they said he was illiterate. The only Bible he was allowed to read being a slave was the only book he was allowed to read being a slave was the Bible. And they asked him, how did you get all this knowledge and wisdom of agriculture and everything? And he said, I prayed to God, and God gave it to me. Now, I'm talking to you, Tony, and reading your book. Where did you get all of your information and inspiration from? You did not attend a seminary. How was God downloading this information into your brain, your heart, your mind? How did you get this?
Well, for starters, the time of my healing, I felt a peace I had never felt before. I had never been in peace. I didn't know what that even looked like, meant, whatever. And it was like a veil of darkness just lifted off of me. And I just started seeing things completely different. Now, we went to the worship service after my healing to show the people because they had literally picked me up, put me in the van those other times I did go. And so they all knew my condition. They all knew I was dying, blah, 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 blah. So we went to the healing service, or to, excuse me, the worship service they were having for July the 4th. And after that is when I picked up my first Bible and started reading it.
And you know what, that I can imagine listeners saying, well, how did he do this? How did he hear him? How did this happen? Can you give us an idea of how? Now, remember what you're telling us. This man was an atheist. This man was a non-believer. This man was angry and everything else. Yet God sent into his wife a wonderful, his life, a wonderful woman and wife that he loved and helped him. And now God is sending to him himself to teach him. How did this happen, Tony Meyer?
How I learned after my healing?
Yes.
Well, I dove into scriptures, and while I was learning them, it was just, I just knew things. This was before I even knew who the Holy Spirit was, or that there was such a person called the Holy Spirit. And I just went on this immense trail of just, I would just feel, go here, and I would study that, and things would just pop into me, and kind of, you could call it like intuition is the way I kind of looked at it first, until I started learning who the Holy Spirit was. And here's also a thing, I want to make sure everybody realizes this. When I was healed, I prayed over myself and had no clue I was doing that. Now, I couldn't talk, but what I did, and this, I didn't plan it. I was not thinking it on a conscious level.
Tony, did I lose you there? Oh, I hope not.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you now. Can you repeat what you just said? We lost you for about a nanosecond there. If you can repeat it, Tony.
So the important thing for people to understand is how I was healed, because what, and I want to make it brief. It is in depth in the book, but all of a sudden I felt, and to use a queer Christian word, an unction, that because I saw a vision of Jesus being whipped. I saw a vision, and it was as if you think of a hologram, that's what it was. I knew where I was at, but it was really like I was right there. And I felt Jesus's love and compassion. That's when the peace came on me. And then I just said, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Not planning this out. This was not me consciously thinking. It was me just reacting, I guess, is the best way to put it.
And would you attribute that experience now to Holy Spirit?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Definitely. Wow. Oh, wow. And all during this time, you're basically studying the Word with the writer of the Word, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And he's teaching you. And folks, when you get his books and he lays it out with the Holy Spirit, the only way he could have learned this is by God through the Holy Spirit. It's no way that a layman could have such a thorough knowledge and understanding of the Word of God without having attended seminary. And it leads, you know, after the break, what's going to lead questions about some of the things that's practiced in the church today. And we have a living person, witness here to tell us, look, I was an atheist. I didn't believe. I lived the wrong kind of life, technically carnal, whatever you want to call it. Yet, in spite of me, by the loving grace of God, I was healed of Lou Gehrig's, the post-traumatic stress syndrome, and a whole bunch of other things. And you're talking to this man who was healed miraculously and did not believe. And the reason I stress that is because the church today has put so many steps on people to believe, to be healed. You have to do this, you have to do that. And God, I don't believe he ever said it. So, oh, this is fascinating. Tony, after the break, We're going to discuss and ask questions. I know I have a bunch, and I can't wait till the time you say calls to ask you some questions, if you don't mind, about healing, the church, the position of the church on healing, and all like that. After the break, folks, more of this extraordinary man used and gifted by God, Tony Myers. And I'm looking at the title of one of his books, Unlocking the Mystery of Divine Healing. We will touch on that after the break.
You're listening to the Mark Howard Broadcast on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. Yes, welcome back to the Mark Howard Broadcast. And if you've just joined us, you've joined us at a great time. My guest today is Tony Myers, a man with an incredible story of healing, of redemption, of God, the God that we serve, those of us who are believers, the God that we serve, who is now really merciful, kind, loving, and caring. This man, Tony Myers, has just been explaining to us and telling us how he, an atheist, a non-believer, a man who lived a reckless life by any stretch of the imagination, was miraculously, lovingly healed of Lou Gehrig's disease, a whole bunch of other things that was affecting his health, out of the love of God. And I say it like that because this is what happens many times in the church today. Healing is past. Tongues have passed. And I said, well, has God passed too? I mean, I thought Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I know that there's probably questions that those of you who are listening want to know, well, what is this all about? It's about, to me, I'm going to let Tony explain it, how much God loves us, in spite of our teachings. Tony, this is my first question about this, because I know I can hear it resonating throughout the body. If it's God's will to heal, why isn't everyone healed?
Let me ask you this, Mark. Is it God's will that everybody be saved?
Yes.
Why isn't everybody saved?
Excellent point. He gives us free will to accept him or deny him.
Now, that word salvation, sozo, actually means saved, healed, delivered, set free, made whole. Healing comes with the salvation, but we don't recognize that anymore.
In your experience, is there any reason why you would think we would stop recognizing one of the greatest mercies that God can give us is to heal us when we're ill, sick, or even dying? I mean, why would we gloss over that as believers?
It is simply because up until 100 years ago, because of, I don't want to use the word religious, but when I say the word religious, I mean strict adherence. And we tend to, because we haven't seen it, we think it doesn't exist. But we've actually seen it and not realized it in so many ways. And I give examples of that in Unlocking the Mystery. How many times, and I'm pretty sure everybody's experienced this, have you had a symptom of something for a long period of time that the doctor sends you in for tests, and then just all of a sudden the symptom goes away?
That has happened to myself, really. Really?
That has happened to nearly every single person. Now I'm going to throw this. God made healing mechanical, which means that it is always available. Once we believe we're healed, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's when it happens.
Wow. And like you, the scripture says, by his stripes, you were healed. He's telling you, this is God telling you, look, you're healed. You were healed. But we don't believe it. Therefore, we don't see it. Wow.
What do? We rationalize it.
Wow.
For instance, when there's, you get a doctor's report that says cancer. And then you take another test and it shows no cancer. And what was that? Oh, that was a lab's mistake. That was a doctor's mistake. We ain't contributing to Jesus. We're contributing to the medical field, making a mistake. The first test was an error. That's called rationalizing.
Oh, wow. Why is it looking like that? No, not at all.
Now, let me throw this in there. So many people say, here's the one thing. We have to be convinced that it is God's will to be healed. Instead, we throw it up in the air and we say things like, well, if God means it to happen, it'll happen. No, it won't. Because he's already got the mechanism in place. And that's when it will happen. So many times we're thinking we're waiting on God. He's waiting on us. Not the other way around. Our expectations are met, good, bad, or ugly. So we're still saying, God, is it your will to heal me? He's answered that question. Ask me how, Mark.
How, Tony?
In Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 14. He's already answered the question if it's his will. And he's already answered the question to begin with. What I said about salvation, we know it's his will for everyone to be saved.
Absolutely. He wished that none would perish.
To their mindset, they knew salvation meant the full package, including healed. We don't. So that's the first, when he states, it's the Father's will that none should perish. That's the first way we know. Now in Luke 7, this is the second way. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever, correct?
Correct. I do not change.
He is no respecter of persons. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So when the leper asks Jesus, I know you can heal me, and this is me paraphrasing it, but will you? That applies to you, me, and everyone else, his answer. But yet, we are still asking that question. God, is it your will to heal me? The answer is right there. And Jesus says, yes, I will.
Wow.
How do you argue with that?
And I must stress again, this is a man who did not attend a seminary, who did not get a doctorate, and is speaking truth from the Holy Spirit, who was an atheist, who did not know the Bible, and he's telling us things that you would think only a learned man or woman of God could know. This is absolutely amazing. And he's giving you a whole explanation to that question. If it's God's will to heal, why isn't everyone healed? Well, he just explained it to you. He just explained it to us. And you know, this is amazing. Okay, let me ask you this then. And this is really based on mostly everything you said. And I've heard people say this when I was in the churches. God will never heal me because of how I've lived my life. I'm divorced. I drink. I smoke. I this, I that. What's your answer to that person, Tony?
What's your healing based off of? Let me put that better. What's your salvation based off of? Are you going to heaven even though you have evidence of sin? Did you tell a little white lie? Are you still going to heaven? The answer is yes. And of course, we do repent. We do change our minds. Absolutely. But here's the thing. Our healing and our salvation, whether we're going to heaven or not, isn't based on our actions. It's based on Jesus' actions.
Amen. Amen. It's what he has done for us, not what we're doing for him. Wow. That's wow. Wow. Goodness. Okay. I'm just amazed how the God has used you and as for lack of a better term, educated you in the things.
And here's something else, Mark. The day of my healing, when we went to the worship service, I started seeing people healed that day.
Wow. Wow.
I walked up to a fella, and this is in the book. He was in a wheelchair. And I said, dude, I just come out of a wheelchair. You're healed. Yeah. Now, here's where I made my mistake. That was the first time I had ever spoken over a person. But right after I said that, I looked down, he had no legs. Now, since then, I've seen legs grow back. I've seen arms grow back and this kind of stuff. And we can all see that. This is not a Tony exclusive. Okay? Each and every one of us can see these things. But I looked. I saw I had no legs. And I didn't realize at the time. But that's what created doubt in me. But then right after that, there were other people I started praying for, and just people were getting healed left and right. And this, I hadn't read the Bible yet. I knew nothing.
Wow. I mean, this is just coming directly. God is directly using you to heal individuals through the Holy Spirit, I would imagine.
Yes. Even before I knew who the Holy Spirit was.
Wow. This dispels so many myths in the church, Tony. So many that I think are hindering. As a matter of fact, oh, goodness, when you hear the brother or sister says, I've been asking for God to heal me for years. Why hasn't he? And I'm listening to you saying, you know, this, how you just speaking forth healing and they heal. Well, what do you tell a person? Well, I've been asking God to heal me for years. Why hasn't he healed me?
Well, one thing is this. You were asking. When the Father is saying, I've already told you, you're healed. How do you know how? Most people will say, I've been asking, and the Lord ain't telling me why I'm not healed. These are people who hear from the Lord very well. I've had people that have seen healings, like I have, asked me these questions. They have seen other people healed. They pray for other people on a regular basis, yet they themselves are sick. And they're asked me, I keep asking God, why ain't I healed? And my response is, because he already told you, he has healed you. Now we have to recognize that.
You know what, Tony, I can hear some of the church, I guess you could say fathers today, saying, well, the Apostle Paul had a disease, a thorn in the flesh, and he asked God three times to heal him, and God said no. So then,
number one, Mark, show me where God said no.
You're right.
He never said no. In fact, look at it this way. And I just so happen. Now, I'm reading from the NLT. If you look at this, he says, and I asked the Lord three times, and he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. One, what is grace? God's empowerment to do that which we cannot do, which happens to be who? The Holy Spirit.
Right.
Inside of us, number one. He says, in your weakness, I am strong. And then Paul says, so gladly I will rejoice in my infirmities and boast of my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. When does the power of Christ rest upon us? When we are weak, when we're not trying to do it through our own self-effort, but relying on him.
Wow. Wow.
And with Paul, I got to say this, it was not a sickness. He tells us exactly what it was. You can ask me, what was it?
Yeah, I was trying to think, what was this thorn that he had? And he asked God.
You ever heard the phrase pain in my butt?
Yes.
Who's that referring to?
Oh, wow.
Another person, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Never heard the word made flesh?
Yes.
So here, Paul is referring to a person. Not only that, when you go to first mention, thorn in the flesh is first mentioned in Kings and in Samuel. And it is persecution. The children of Israel, and the exact scriptures are in the book, but the children of Israel, God told them to wipe them all out. If they weren't, and we're talking the Mediaites, all the ites, if you do not wipe them out, they shall be as thorns in your flesh and prickles in thine eyes.
Wow. And a lot of this information is in your books, correct?
Oh, yes.
Now, I can tell just from a sense of doing this for so long. Do you have a website? Because I get people, what is the website? What are the books? Do you have a website, Tony?
Oh, yes.
Can you please tell us what your website address is?
It's very simple to remember. TonyBelieves.com.
That's TonyBelieves.com. And now on your website, I would imagine all your books and information, testimonies and other information is on your website, correct?
Yes.
Outstanding. Because the learning that I'm just percolating here. I'm being nudged here. In light of the fact that right now this nation is under this coronavirus, weight upon America, upon the world. I guess some might say, well, this is judgment. Some might say we deserve this, a whole bunch of things. What's your say, Tony? How do you respond to God? Is God judging the world with the coronavirus?
No, this is not from God. John 10:10. The thief
comes to steal. Came
to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Wow. You know, I'm not usually one speechless, but you learned all these scriptures and everything from scratch. You was not raised in a church. You was not born in a church. You was not, you know, you don't have the great testimony. I was saved when I was 2 years old, right? And you grew up in a church. You got all this relatively later in life by the grace of God through the Holy
Spirit. I got kicked out of the Catholic Church when I was 8 years old because I stabbed a nun. she hit me because I'm left-handed, and back in my day, my parents forced us all to go to Catholic school, and this nun hit me with a ruler because I went to write with my left hand, and I will never forget that. And so I stabbed her with my pencil. And I was kicked out real quickly after that. This was as an 8-year-old, real young. I was already using drugs. I was already using alcohol, all that stuff. So long story short, from that point on, my parents could not force me to do anything.
Wow. That's the, you know, I don't remember if I read that in any of your books.
It's in there.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it is. And I've read them all and reading the food now. By the way, you can find all these books, or the more testimony and other information on Tony Meyer's website. What is that again, Tony?
TonyBelieves.com.
TonyBelieves.com. TonyBelieves.com. Write it down, get it down, go to it. TonyBelieves.com. As you were speaking, scriptures was coming to mind how when Moses, he killed the Egyptian because he was, doing something to one of the Hebrew. And God didn't banish him. God used him still,
right,
to lead his people. He didn't hold it against him. David did a whole bunch of stuff, as we know. And yeah, I'm listening to you saying, well, I stabbed the nun. And God's saying, I still can use him. And now look at you, Tony Myers, the rebel who stabbed the nun. Give me a break. The rebel who stabbed the nun. And I'm not glorifying that in any sense of the word. I'm just saying how with our extreme behaviors, and I've got my own, believe me, my own share of extreme behaviors that I would think God would never answer my prayers.
Here's
God,
a mind boggler. So one of the things was my stomach was completely paralyzed while I was going through the Lou Gehrig's thing, and I couldn't swallow. I was getting no sustenance whatsoever. I survived 6 months with zero sustenance. I had no feeding tube, no intravenous feeding. This was even before that, whether I accepted Christ or not, truly before my healing. This was before that time. And yet the Lord sustained me before I hadn't repented or anything. I didn't know what repentance was. He was sustaining me before I even believed in him.
And
don't that throw some theology out the window.
Yes, and I read that in your book. And I read that and I reread that. And I got to tell you, folks, you got to get his books. You have to. And I see now it's coming up on almost the close of the show. I wanted to make sure that I don't end this show, this broadcast, without asking Tony Myers to please, in light of this nation being under coronavirus, many people being sick, ill, and dying. Tony, if you don't mind, would you please have a prayer of healing and even salvation over this nation at this time, for America, for this coronavirus and all, if you don't mind, sir?
In Jesus' name, right now, I speak that our leadership has a sound mind, an open heart, that they follow God, that I speak life over our leadership. I speak life, the abundance of life, over every single person in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone having this disease right now, you are healed. Be healed, which is a natural state in Christ, is what that word be. It means that is our natural state, is being healed. So I speak comfort over those that have lost loved ones, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And to anyone with any illness right now, I speak the Holy Spirit is giving life, and he will highlight how much improvement you have. Right now, anyone listening right now, I want to start moving and recognize that there is more comfort in your body. Recognize that there's less pain. Someone whose name is Joe, who is bald, has glasses, was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and it's a half inch in the frontal lobe right now. That is healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. And I just bless. When I'm blessing someone in the name of Jesus, that means all favor of the Lord is upon you. I bless, including healing. I speak blessing to each and every person. And one saying I have is be blessed, a natural state of existence for us in Christ. be healed and be a blessing.
Wow. We have about 2 minutes left, Tony, and I can't thank you enough for the prayer that you gave. And whenever you can come again on the broadcast, I would like to ask you, your prayers are very simple and direct. And Jesus said, you know, you don't have to say a lot of words. And he said, you know, pray thusly. And your prayers, even the prayers I've read in your book, they're just simple, straightforward, and direct. Where when I pray to God, I think it's a monologue. And God has to say, okay, when's my turn? But listening to you pray and feeling the sense of the Holy Spirit in you. I'm not saying that we all don't have this, but I know that I read your books, and with this cervical disc degeneration, I started unconsciously saying to myself, I don't have cervical disc degeneration. God is doing cervical disc regeneration. And I started to notice, like you said, improvement. So I didn't have to take those oxy pills and all that kind of thing and be dependent. I want to just let you know that. Once again, his website is TonyBelievers.com. He being Tony Myers. He has about 2, 3, 4, 5 books. Get them all. And I'm telling you, because I've read them all. I'm telling you from my own personal knowledge, TonyBelievers.com. Tony, it's been a tremendous blessing to have you as my first guest on the Mark Howard broadcast. And I thank God that you was willing to share all of this information to help so many others. And I do hope and pray that people will go to your website and find out for yourself. I did this for myself by reading Tony's books. And I said, hey, it worked. And it worked. And it wasn't me doing it. God said, yeah, I've been here all along waiting for you to, you know, believe in me. And we have a lot of lip service. But the point is, find out for yourself if this is for you, if it's real. Then you'll know. Go to TonyBelievers.com and check it out. Till next time, thank you for your time this time. Till next time. And once again, Tony, thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Thank you. Folks, thank you for your time this time. Till next time, you've been listening to the Mark Howard broadcast on the Talk Zone Radio Network. Thank you. Be safe and be healed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.